Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Chuck writes, over the past sessions, we have explored Paul's instructions in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4, which serve as the foundation for successful living. We first covered, successful people put God first, always, and successful people choose godly friends. In our last session, we delved into successful people are involved in a Bible-believing church, successful people remain teachable, and successful people find godly mentors. Last time we said, successful people develop their minds. Today we will pick up with the seventh of the 10 essential practices of successful people. Successful people do not let technology consume them. Young or old, there is a reasonable chance you constantly browse social media. There is an even better chance that you are continually checking notifications. Today, more people contact me through Facebook Messenger than those who call me on the phone. I am thankful for technology, but I must be careful to keep it where it belongs, a tool in my ever-growing toolbox. Importantly, do not let technology impede your relationship with Christ. Allow technology to make your life easier, not more complex. Remember, technology is merely a tool in the hand, not an all-encompassing taskmaster. 8 successful people ask for help. Even Jesus asked for help. Remember, at Gethsemane, Jesus took Peter, James, and John along and asked them to watch him pray. Asking others for help is not a sign of weakness. Often there are tasks we need help to accomplish. When we ask for help, we may give the helper a sense of purpose. I am reminded of the young man who desired to become an architect. The problem was he possessed no artistic talent. In the 1990s, he decided to take a meaningless job at the most creative place he knew, Disney. He was a ticket collector, but he began to befriend creative people. He would volunteer to help his new friends with the tasks they needed help with. Well, through his support, he began to develop as an artist. Over time, he went from humble ticket collector to a Walt Disney Imagineer, an extremely coveted job by many creative people. Today, that man is a premier architect, but that would not have been possible had he not first been willing to help others. Through his helping, he developed the skills he lacked. In his 2004 publication, Conversations on Success, author Les Brown wrote, "Ask for help, not because you are weak, but because you want to remain strong." We will continue to plunge into these 10 habits of successful people next time on Devotional Reflection. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.